Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is mouth-to-mouth kissing. A woman spoke to her lover with these words, quote, "Let him kiss me with kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine, better than the fragrance of your perfumes," end quote. These words appear to come from the pages of a steamy romance novel. Does it surprise you to know that these words are from the Bible? Would it surprise you even more to discover that these words describe the relationship God desires to have with us? The passage that I just read comes from Song of Songs 1, verses 1 to 4, and they continue with, "Your name is a flowing perfume. Therefore, young women love you. Draw me after you. Let us run. The king has brought me to his bedchambers. Let us exalt and rejoice in you. Let us celebrate your love. It is beyond wine." Christian author Brant Petrie states the following in his book, Jesus the Bridegroom, the Greatest Love Story Ever Told. And I quote, "In ancient Jewish tradition, as far back as we can tell, the Song of Songs was not interpreted as a love poem or an allegory of the individual soul. It was interpreted as an allegory of God's spousal love for the people of Israel." He goes on to say, quote, "From a biblical perspective, salvation is ultimately about union with God. The God of Israel is not a distant deity or an impersonal power, but the bridegroom who wants his bride to know," the Hebrew word yada, "him intimately in a spiritual marriage that is not only faithful and fruitful, but everlasting," or Hebrew word olam. Here is another interesting fact to consider. The Bible uses the Hebrew word yada to describe the sexual relations between a man and wife. As an example, we read this in Genesis 4, verse 1. "The man had intercourse with his wife, Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain." Yada is the word used to describe their sexual relations. Yada means to know someone. In other words, to know someone intimately. Yada is used over 1,000 times in the Old Testament. The same word yada is used in Psalm 46:11. "Be still and know, yada, that I am God." Yes, God wants a deep, intimate, personal relationship with each one of us. Scripture often uses bold, erotic imagery to describe God's passion for his people. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said this, "God loves us as a bridegroom, as a lover with all the passions of a true love." Now, to be clear, beyond any doubt, the Bible is using allegorical language to describe the deep nature of the love God has for us and the love God wants us to have for him. Is the Bible implying God desires sexual love with us? No, of course not. However, the Bible drips with this allegorical language of eros love to make a very strong point. Allegory is the expression of truths or generalizations about human existence by means of symbolism. As you know, marriage is a covenantal relationship between a man and a woman. God has also entered into a covenantal relationship with us. He is always faithful to us, even when we fail to be faithful to him. This relationship is depicted in Hosea chapters 1 to 3. After Hosea marries Gomer, she commits adultery. Despite her unfaithfulness, God tells Hosea to bring her home and commit himself to her once again. This is a prophetic symbol of God's relationship with us. Even after our unfaithfulness, he is always saying, "Come back to me with all your heart." As we ponder the Bible's use of eros love to emphasize the depth of God's love for his people, let's turn our attention to one more word. We all know we are called to adore God. Do you know where the word adore comes from? Adoration comes from the Latin adoratio. To adore, therefore, means to be mouth-to-mouth with God. Allegorically speaking, God wants a mouth-to-mouth kissing relationship with each one of us. In Luke 15, verse 20, when the prodigal son returned home, the father ran out to embrace and kiss his son. Romans 16, verse 16, 1 Corinthians 16, 20, 2 Corinthians 13, 12, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 26 all speak of greeting one another with a holy kiss. Perhaps this is exactly what is meant when God calls us to love others as he loves us. We must also never forget that our God is a jealous God. Exodus 34, verse 14 tells us, "You shall not bow down to any other God, for the Lord, jealous, his name, is a jealous God." We must never allow our love for worldly desires come before God. Each morning, after completing my prayers in my chapel, before leaving the room, I bow in adoration before three different images of Christ. The first one depicts Jesus hanging on the cross with his arms outstretched like a lover waiting to embrace his bride. The second one depicts Jesus with piercing eyes that seem to look deep into my soul like the gaze of a lover who sees into the heart of his beloved. And the third one depicts the mercy of Jesus. Like a lover, he is always prepared to run out to us, forgive us, kiss us, and welcome us home. In conclusion, Jesus desires a mouth-to-mouth kissing relationship with us. We must ask ourselves, do we desire the same relationship with him? Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I long to have a close, intimate relationship with you. I know I have transgressed that relationship with my sins. Please forgive me and welcome me home with your kiss. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's love be with you.